Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with your Emergency Operations Center COVID update for November 11th, 2020. I want to start by saying thank you to the past, present, and future members of the military. Wrangell currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 21,331 cases. That's an increase of 3,471 cases from last week. As of today, 513 people have required hospitalization. That includes 58 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 96 people have died. 11 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wranglecovid19.org. As of Friday, November 6th, the entire state of Alaska has reached the high alert level. Community spread is occurring throughout the state. These community alert levels were developed to inform decisions about allowing visitors to long-term care facilities. However, they are also used to inform decision-making in other sectors such as schools and businesses. In response, the state of Alaska is encouraging Alaskans to work from home if possible, to limit the number of places you visit during the week, to wear a mask when in the presence of others outside of your household, even when you're 6 feet apart, to delay unnecessary travel, to stay home if you are sick, and keep washing your hands. Community asymptomatic testing continues to be available every Saturday and Sunday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Overall, 8.7% of the local population was tested over the last 7 days, and that's the lowest it's been over the last 3 months, so I'm really encouraging folks to get out and participate in that testing. Lastly, I want to share some information from the Department of Health and Social Services regarding our emotional well-being. During stressful situations like the COVID-19 health emergency, a normal response is to feel threatened by the uncertainty. We may feel a lack of control about what will happen or what we can do to prevent further stress. This uncertainty might also remind us of past times when we didn't feel safe. If we don't do things to help ourselves, our well-being can be negatively impacted. Well-Being Alaska provides Alaskans with tools to build resiliency for those affected by stress during these uncertain times. Well-being is having good mental health, life satisfaction, a sense of meaning or purpose, and the ability to manage stress. Well-Being Alaska offers healthy ways to cope, encourage self-care, and reduce stress. You can find more information at covid19.alaska.gov, and then click on the header that says DHSS information, and then click the box labeled Coping with Stress. There you can find resources and information on how to keep kindness at the forefront, keep the body strong, keep the mind strong, and keep connections strong. If you are feeling hopeless or having thoughts of self-harm or suicide, reach out for help right away. Our community and its residents will certainly show up in your time of need. And if you have friends or neighbors that you're concerned about, please check in with them also. You can call the Alaska Care Line at 1-877-266-4357 or call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Asking for help makes not only you, but our communities and our state stronger. Take care, Wrangell.